Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Morgan. My name is Donna, and I just placed an order. Can I give you my order number?
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your zip code and your first and last name?
Last name is Davis. Zip code is 29483.
You said 29483?
Yes.
Do you send an account for last name Davis? Could you verify your mailing address?
313 Loud Lake Drive, Somerville, 29483.
Yes, ma'am. One moment. Yes, ma'am. I do see there was a contest entered for a kitchen mixer.
I'm sorry?
There is a contest that was entered for a kitchen mixer.
Yes. I gave my credit card, but you did not show me a total at the end. What's the total on that?
So the entry fee is $7.95.
It's $7.95?
That's correct.
Pardon?
That's correct. $7.95.
Is that the only charge I'm going to have other than the $2 or what? What's the other charge?
So that's a raffle for that kitchen mixer. You have to be enrolled in our subscription.
Can I cancel that?
I can go ahead and have your account canceled, and I can give you a cancellation number.
That'd be fine. Yeah, like I said, it doesn't come up and show you anything that you just said. It just says thank you, and here's your number.
Yes, ma'am. So I did go ahead and cancel your entry. The refund I'm posting 3 to 5 days. Would you like the cancellation number?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. So your confirmation number is going to be C as in Charlie, 26045094A.
94 what?
948.
Eight, the number eight or the letter A?
Eight, the number.
The number eight, okay. Charlie 260450948, and it's been canceled, correct?
That's correct.
All right. Thank you, Morgan.
Listen, thanks for calling customer support.
You have a great day.
All right.